So yeah, we were talking about Pusha T is writing a rap battle.
So Pusha T,
that's how we started. We just popping the episode off like that.
Yeah, I mean Pusha T, he's collabing with Arby's, right?
He did that already though.
To rap battle or to diss McDonald's.
Pusha, I love. First of all, prayers and condolences to Pusha and Malice. They lost their dad.
Oh shit, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a few days ago. So
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Prayers, condolences to Pusha and Malice and their entire family.
For sure.
A battle between Arby's and McDonald's.
Fire.
Arby's is losing that.
But they
are
got
they losing the battle or are they losing the war?
Who is McDonald's gonna get?
Oh, they're gonna lose the war. Nobody beats McDonald's.
Do you guys remember the Hamburger Helper mixtape?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Pusha T getting like revamping this whole restaurant shit.
So who McDonald's gonna get? Because you know they got the bigger budget.
Way bigger Ooh. Budget.
Yo, you know they got the bigger budget. If they decide they want to go get
Drake might get petty, man.
Okay, I'm letting y'all know right now. If Drake start rhyming about quarter pounders.
I think that would be because I truly believe both.
Quarter pounders, I quarter pounder, put the quarter in the bring it to the pound and all right. My
you know, I see where the entendre was going. You got to flush that out, but yeah. I know where you was going.
Derek didn't stand a chance, by the way.
What?
Let me just let you know that. Derek didn't stand a chance.
But we got to make that a segment. I don't even know.
We saw the video.
We should just leave it.
I was just fucking I'd act like I didn't know what you were talking about. Me and Rory saw the video yesterday.
Great.
You had some bars in there, though, D. I ain't gonna hide. Your new name is Baby D, and 1,000%, you was 100% Crip. I could tell by everything you had on in that video. You was definitely running around.
I had
around.
On a red leather. Right. How the fuck am I?
Nah, that's how you throw them off. So they hit you with the suwu, yeah. And you're like, nah, that ain't even what I'm jacking on this side. And then,
she was throwing the boys on you.
I really thought
they was trying to build a Rico against Demarius. I had to throw them off.
Who sent it to y'all? I would like to know.
Rory sent it to me.
All right. I do want to lead with as much as Maul and I were joking on you all day yesterday. I did also.
Behind my back, though, y'all
of
fake.
Of course.
Sure. We know we fake. Y'all we fake it, phony. Right. Sure.
I did say, nah, Damaris kind of barred Derek up.
Yeah, nah. I said Derek didn't stand a chance. And we need to find Derek. Where's Derek at?
For those that don't know,
there's an amazing, amazing video of Damaris on YouTube from 13 years ago,
thank
maybe.
Thank you so much for telling everybody where to find it.
And
oh, that's going to get a million. Wait, yeah. Is that your page? You better monetize that shit.
Put some copyright claims on all that shit. You gave Derek some bars. So can we get the history between you and Derek? Like, what happened? How did we get to the battle? Like, because you said, first of all, that was light. You was like, yo, I'm not even going hard. This is a light low. This ain't even a battle. This is me, like, letting, this is a warning. You gave him a warning. You gave him four minutes of warning.
You know when Pac said, I'm going to let my little homies finish you off?
Yeah. That's what D did.
That's how she was talking. She's like, this ain't even worth. All right, for context purposes.
She's like, you get no bitches. I was like, yo.
She did ether.
I said, yo, look at the marriage.
All right. To add context for people that think we're just going off the rails here, there is a video from 13 years ago of Damaris rapping about a gentleman.
Barring Derek the fuck up.
And the title, which I think is the thing that everyone just brushed over. She just said a quick little diss to Derek as the title.
I gotta find it. I just want to read.
I want to read the title about it. But we're here now.
I want to read the title verbatim.
Oh no, we gonna play it now.
Yo, Damaris, yes. I have so many questions. Like, I feel like our bond is like a lot. Now that I saw that video, I feel like we're a lot closer.
Damaris, you're not gonna copyright me, right?
This is Damaris' so quick diss to Derek. Oh, it's called Boy Please.
There's
yo.
Oh, no, yeah. I got it right.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
I just...
And she did it to the... You know Damaris is a rapper for real when she picked the going in beat. Because she heard Wayne on that and was like, oh, yeah, no, yeah. I got to hop
going
on this.
In. Yeah, I'm going in.
I got to hop on this. It's fucking hilarious.
This isn't even right. Like, what are you doing? This ain't even like...
Carl, can we put the actual video in the lower?
Yeah, no.
Cause
you... Yo.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, video right here, Carl.
Hold on, like...
Nah, don't skip my intro.
I kind of want to break the fit down before. I want to take my time with this one.
Nah, they seeing it. They going to see the fit.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
I know that red leather. That red leather was infamous in the hood. That's the joint that was hanging right in the store as soon as you walked in. Remember they used to hang the leathers on the wall?
That was up there with the Charlotte Hornets jacket.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
That's why I let y'all know fans send me shit about y'all past. Listen, all the time.
That's fine.
Damaris,
I don't have a diss record on YouTube. I'm not getting my balls off on YouTube. That's Damaris, all I know.
We've been potting for 7 years. You know how many times I've woken up to my mentions about my past?
Please, yes.
That with mad video evidence?
Shit. That's regular shit.
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you. I don't even want to do this to you. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
I think it's about time I show you that I'm not playing with you. You the type to run when the waves start spraying at you. Nigga, is you mad because the baddest ain't laying with you? You ain't even real. Boy, I've been to the king at you.
When she
can't fucking hear it.
When she let the beat breathe for a second, was like, Derek.
That beef was real. Yo, how many bodies dropped behind that beat?
What was the hood like at that time?
Yo, y'all shook the block. How many bodies dropped? How many niggas in the cemetery behind
how much
that
pain
beat?
They put in?
Y'all getting this off.
And first of all, Derek definitely beat.
Yo, Derek definitely
beat. Why did Derek didn't beat? I'm not letting y'all get that off. Derek did not beat.
Yo, I gotta get Derek on the line. Where is Derek? Yo, Derek, please, man. We need you on
Derek
the fucking show.
He did not. All right,
so what started the beef? Give us the backstory on the beef.
Derek used
and then
to talk,
we'll continue the freestyle.
So this is back when Facebook used to be popping up. I was in high school. I was in like freshman.
Oh no, 12 years ago.
We can't tell.
He was about 16 in this video. We know. We see it.
So Derek just we used to have rap battles on Facebook, but we used to type the rap battles out.
Okay.
But he just went a little bit too hard one day in the comments, like when we was going back and forth, and I was like, nah, I'm gonna record
this shit. He sent a personal. A little personal shot?
Yeah, I felt like, oh no,
like we're not playing anymore.
Yeah, I ain't like that shit.
Oh,
so.
Gloves was off. Okay. Yeah.
But so, Derek, shout out to Derek and his family.
Do you remember the bar that was too personal that made you?
Oh God, I would have to, I wouldn't even remember.
Yeah, because you this Venom D, I'm not going to lie, it feel like you've been waiting for
Derek.
He might
have called like my rap stiff or something, and I took it really
He threw a shot at your bar. Oh, so you got to show him that your bars ain't stiff.
Right. Yeah. My hair.
He said your hair was stiff. Like it wasn't flowing. Had that bounce, that body, that conditioning you needed. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
He said my shit was stiff and I got upset.
Oh, yeah, I love you, but judging by this video, Derek may have had a point.
Yeah, the bob wasn't bobbing. Yeah.
Definitely didn't bob.
Like, because you swung your head one time and the hair didn't move. I was like, damn.
When you tried to lean into the camera and say, Derek, nothing moved.
I was like,
moved.
Yo, D, I don't know if that was the style back then, but that shit ain't moving.
It was a lot of olive oil spray. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of olive oil spray.
But I like you gave him the green lights. Like, you tried to set the mood. You gave him visuals to
it's
the
disc literally
record.
My childhood. I was looking, I was like, this is my childhood bedroom and my
it's
background.
It's the Harry Potter poster.
And I ain't gonna lie, I like the
barring
fact that
someone up with Harry Potter in the background is fucking.
Yeah, it just says a lot. And I ain't gonna lie, you gave him one eye. You ain't even
with
give
the,
him
with
both
the
eyes.
Bang,
I see the swoop over the left
when
eye.
When I find out who I'm fucking Reddit discovered this, I promise
Yo,
you.
Yo, this was the highlight of my night.
Did you guys see the description? Damaris embarrassing this lame real quick.
Which she definitely typed.
For sure. Well, you know Damaris.
In third person.
Yeah. This is great, Damaris. This is all a part of your story and your legend. So do not be ashamed of this.
This isn't embarrassing. In my opinion, this is not embarrassing.
This is not
literally
embarrassing.
If embarrassing had a definition, this would
nah,
be.
Nah, it's not embarrassing because you actually were rapping really good.
For 4 minutes.
Like, yeah, like you got your shit off. Like, it's just funny because we know you and we love you now. So to see you 12 years ago was like, holy shit.
And I trusted you already, but now I can officially trust you because you tried to rap. Yeah. I don't trust anyone that didn't try to rap as a child.
Yeah.
Like you're
untrustworthy.
See,
my thing is I tried it, but I knew I was trash early,
same.
So my career was over
same.
Like quick.
This
my
is
rap
why
career
I
was
stopped.
Over quick.
You was better
when
than
the
me.
Waves start spraying, that's nigga, it's you bad cause the baddest ain't laying with you.
You was the baddest? Like, was Darnell like the...
And you held the other Darnell down. So y'all should have made a group called the Triple D's. Damaris, Darnell, and Derek. See, y'all missed y'all whole locks opportunity. Like, y'all could have had money, power, and respect.
Yo.
I fucking hate you.
Yo. Like...
All right, I'm sorry, man. All right, my bad.
Did you watch the fucking...
That's your podcast.
Did you watch the Wu-Tang Hulu doc? Like, Ghost and Ray was going at each other when they was kids. Then they formed a squad.
Yeah.
It's not too late for the
It's not too late for y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
Imagine if Derek ended up being Stove God.
Yo.
How crazy would that
Yo,
be?
Yo, this
You know how crazy that would
like,
be?
Like, what if Darren, who she's rapping for, because Darren, you know, he was high
Darnell.
Up. He was, or Darnell, rather.
Yeah.
He was already the hottest. He ain't time for this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Darnell, was, yeah. It was like he was working on the album. He couldn't really.
He was working on Reasonable Drought at that time.
Yo.
He didn't have time for Derek.
Yo, Damaris,
I got done.
This was
nope.
great. I just want you to know this.
I'm gonna leave your ass silent like a mind. Computer geek, nigga, you have no rights. Then you get bitches. My nigga, you have no rights. No booties, no broad, you get no one. Follow my rules, so I call you little ass son.
Are you kind of you smoking him?
She going crazy on D, right?
Look at your face. Imagine telling him, yo, look at your face.
Yeah, that's a diss. That's a real diss. Yo, look at your face, yo. That's a real diss.
And telling someone that's 16-year-old, you don't even have a wife.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, is he supposed to? He's 16. Look at the pressure you was putting on
him. How hard it was to get buns at 16? It wasn't easy.
He was older. I think if I was 16, he was probably around 21. 20.
Oh, you was okay. You was
he's money. A creep.
He was like, nah, he might have been like 19, 20. He was older. He's definitely out of high school. I was still in high school. He was out of high school.
We are going to finish this, but did he respond? Was this round one?
He didn't respond after that, no.
Oh, he took, yeah.
I wouldn't have either.
Rap-A-Lot stepped in.
He didn't respond?
No, he didn't respond.
Yeah, Rap-A-Lot.
Jay Prince said, yo, we got to dead this one.
Yeah,
yo, don't,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, Derek, don't even reply, man. Don't, yeah, what Jay Prince said? Don't play in the mud with the pigs or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. You know, he gave him some knowledge. Like, yo, listen, if you play in the pig with the mud, you can only expect to get dirty.
Yeah. It's so like, he's like,
I see what you say.
I'm glad Jay Prince deaded this, though, because this could have got crazy.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I'm just glad no bodies dropped.
We don't know that, though.
Were you so fake? You could have sent that to me and be like, yo, my nigga, they got you.
Maul replied right back to me, does Damaris know you've seen this?
Yo.
I said D, no, that's why I just sent it to you.
I was like, yo, nah, D gonna kill. I said, yo, she's gonna kill us.
So funny enough, I check our Reddit regularly because that's where everything hits first. So if Rory's nudes drop, anything like that.
I'm gonna leave my own. If my nudes drop, I leak them.
But what's a nude, though?
My dick.
All right, because I'm about to say, if you
men
like
can only have one nude.
That's what I say. If any nigga that's like full frontal in the mirror, butt ass, you deserve to have them leak that.
No, but
shit.
Girls, like I said, we had a conversation with girls taking pictures of your ass, you know, when they got up out of bed.
Girl, y'all sneak take pictures of niggas' asses?
Yeah,
used to when I was younger.
They do. Mm-hmm. I felt very violated.
Why would
y'all
do that?
I had the same reaction. Like, why would you do that?
Because we know that it's a vulnerable spot for you.
Wow,
like, you vulnerable. So you can't pop all that, yeah, I beat shit. But it's like, yeah, but look at you.
I still beat, though.
This is proof. This is actually proof that
yeah,
I beat.
No, I'm fresh out the beat. Like, that don't erase the beat.
Listen, it's...
Like, and now first you just all, got my nasty-looking ass on the internet. Like, it's like, all right, she, whatever. I still beat, though.
And on top of that, what's it say if I didn't even take my pants off to fuck you? Like, what's that say about you?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, your pants... Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yo, D, is it disrespectful? I had to talk with my homegirl. Is it disrespectful for a man...
Yes.
To have sex. I didn't even ask
you. Because everything you asked me, you already know the answer to. So let's just skip the rigmarole.
Is it disrespectful?
He does do that a lot.
It's just funny. I like the
because he know that. Like,
yeah, he know the fucking answer. Like,
yeah, I know it's disrespectful. Yo, but serious question. Is it disrespectful for a guy to like fuck you through like the whole
yes.
boxes?
You see? Why do you ask me shit like
right?
this? Why do you ask me stupid shit like
nah,
that?
Nah, because...
But what if it's on the sneak? Like, what if that's
first of all,
spontaneous?
You shouldn't be fucking nobody
yeah,
with boxers. Why are you fucking anybody in boxers?
No, the boxer briefs. Not actual boxers.
Okay.
Like, I don't even... Do they still sell boxers? Yeah, they still sell... I would never wear boxers. Boxer briefs, I'm talking about.
But
why
the briefs I have is hard to like...
Yeah, it's hard to get...
To take your dick out of that weird... flat. Yeah. Like, boxers, you could take your dick out pretty easily
yeah,
through that slit.
Yeah.
Briefs is tough to... that. It's easier to take your briefs off than try to stick your dick through the hole on
exactly.
briefs. You're
nah,
sick
but,
if you
but,
do that
but
shit.
But you know how sometimes niggas just do dumb shit.
Yeah.
But my homegirl was saying it's crazy disrespectful for a nigga to do that.
That's extremely disrespectful. It also doesn't make sense, but it's also extremely disrespectful.
Well, if you're purposely trying to be disrespectful,
yeah.
then it makes sense.
I read a study that said, I think...
You didn't read a study.
Yeah, I read a study.
Where did you read the study?
I'm trying to find it. It says 80% of people
Twitter.
Have orgasms when they don't have any socks on.
How do they poll these things?
I don't know.
Did the CDC do this?
I'm trying to find
it. Is this Fauci's research?
No. This was a real thing that they researched. They said like 80% of couples, they only can receive orgasms when they don't have their socks on. Like, they got to be barefooted in order to receive orgasm.
If she has socks on or off, she's probably not gonna come. So I feel bad, but I'm a nut.
If she has socks on, that means she like she ain't get that petty, that fresh petty, and she don't want. Like,
I can have Uggs on. I'm a nut. I don't know about her.
I've nutted in Tim's.
Yeah, socks ain't stopping me from brushing like this nut. I'm sorry. Socks?
I do think it is weird to fuck with socks on, but I could nut with socks on.
Is it weird?
And I don't think it's the socks that's not making a woman come. It's probably the person she's fucking.
Yeah, it's him.
And her. I've done that research.
Yeah, like what if she don't know her body that well?
That's women that know their body well, from what I've understood and what women have told me. I'm not speaking for women.
Right. Of course not. We would never do that on this platform. Yes,
women that know their body a little bit better can come easier.
Mm-hmm. D, can you pass me that?
But I wouldn't know.
I'm not passing nothing. I quit. Did I tell you?
Why? Ho! Ho! D, pass me the tissue.
Wait, you said you was the best Derek ever had? This is the best part.
Wait. I didn't hear that last night. Stop calling me the fake Nicki Minaj.
Nah, but Damaris ended that fucking freestyle like she knew she brought up. Said, yo, leave me alone. You see what I just did?
Yeah, like, I don't want to be doing this.
Leave me alone. Stop playing. Stop trying to call me a fake Nicki Minaj. Stop trying to come at me. Stop trying to say I'm pump faking, all right? Stop. You don't want to ruin me. You look like something off a Bugs Life. You don't want to ruin me.
Damn.
She at Derek, right?
This all because he said your hair wouldn't move?
Yeah. All of that?
I don't believe that. You got to tell me what Derek really did.
That was way too much emotion behind that.
You look like some shit off like Arthur. Like some shit off a cartoon.
Damn.
Only animators can create some shit that looks.
All right, so Damaris.
Yo, this is like
killing Derek right now.
Like, what planet are you from? Like, seriously, like, don't come at me.
Adam, you've been here 5 minutes.
Like, my whole crew love Remy. Shout out to my sister Shay.
Oh, please turn this off, because I don't want to shout out none of these people.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Thank you.
I did love that you did shout out the entire crew at the end, though.
So where do you and Derek stand today? Cool?
I haven't spoken to Derek in years.
Poor Derek.
Damn, that was it. You bodied him and walked away from the crime scene?
Derek's family grew up next door to my godmother's house. So we grew up together.
Is he still
But he used to always Cuse? He used to send shots. And it's like, stop sending shots.
Is he still in Syracuse?
I have no idea. I don't have
okay,
no idea.
Because Maul and I were talking about going, you know, we talked about going up there to do something with Stove Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Stove
can
God
we
does not
can
live
we can we double can we double up and get the Derek interview?
Stove
God
lives
in
like Atlanta.
Can we do it in this bedroom that you shot this in with the same green lights?
With the Harry Potter poster.
I lost my Harry Potter poster, unfortunately.
But I'm telling you, that last, like, when you stopped rapping and just started talking, I used to listen to the Ray J Breakfast Club rant sometimes, like, get my day going, like, to really make me feel motivated and, like, you know, confident. I think I'm gonna switch my morning motivation to to that last shit.
You know what? You
like,
got it.
I'm gonna wake up in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth. Like, don't play with me. You see what I do, Rory.
All right.
Oh,
I deserve, you know what? I deserve all of this. I do not fuck with the internet. There are other videos that eventually will pop up of me that will also.
Oh, I went to the YouTube page.
You mean like Lay and Damaris dancing to
But here's the
you,
thing. Damaris, I envy you. If this was the embarrassing thing from my childhood, I would feel so good about myself. The amount of things that have come on the internet of my childhood, everything, are way more embarrassing than this. I would champion
this. It wasn't
that
bad. This wasn't bad. It was just funny seeing you like that, rapping like that. But it's, you know, it's good to see that you was always about your business, was ready to step to the mic, was ready to go at motherfuckers if they got out of line. It's good to see that energy was always still there, because I still see it today. So I'm saying, you kept it on brand. So good for you.
Thank you so much. Do we have a contact at YouTube that I can get that page taken down?
Nah, that's up there forever, baby.
When I was walking into the studio today, I seen Damaris at the wheel, which threw me off.
Yeah.
I know how to drive.
I've never seen you drive. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a woman. Like, women driving is just crazy.
And I met her pops for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I her energy in that freestyle, when I met her pops, immediately this freestyle popped in my head. I was like, oh, I get it. I see where she get this energy.
You heard I'm going in as soon as you shook a pop's head?
I could tell by his energy, like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know where she got this from.
Yeah.
Damaris probably, oh, we got to chop it up. I was like, yo, of course, sir.
Whatever you want to chop is chop.
I seen what your daughter did to Derek. I don't want no problem.
Yeah,
no,
I'm cool.
Nah, Damaris Pop's cool, man.
I'm now writing.
I am a little nervous of what he wants to chop it up about, though.
He probably want to chop it up with Maul because he's a conspiracy theorist too. So,
Ruh-roh. Oh, so me and your pops, we gonna sit down.
He's a Trump fan.
He smoke?
Well.
Your pops smoke?
Yes.
Oh, I said your pops smoke.
And he's a Trump. Like, that might be your pops.
I know my dad. Don't play with me.
I've met your father.
I know the stereotype in our community, Rory. I know my dad.
That nigga said, I know my dad.
I know my dad, Rory.
That's crazy.
I just spoke to him.
Yo.
And don't do that because I had already told you, one of my black friends when I was growing up said, wait, I didn't know white people had cousins. And I was like,
that is hilarious. When you think about that.
What?
Because white people do not be fucking with their families like that.
That don't mean they don't have cousins. We don't be fucking with our families like that.
He was dead ass, though. He was really like, I just didn't think that was like a white thing. That I was like, so you don't think we have siblings that have children? Kids? And then he's like, nah, I've just never seen it.
Never seen them do it.
What were we talking about? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shout out to my sister.
Yo, turn it.
That's what we was talking about.
The fuck it off. Turn it off. Y'all.
That was great. Damaris, we had a good laugh about that last night.
And again, feel proud because everyone has their moment on the Summer Jam screen on the internet, and this one was not bad.
What was your rap name?
D-Mac.
It should have been Baby D.
It was Fresh D-A, actually.
Fresh D-A.
What was the A?
Fresh
D-A? My middle name is Asia.
Gotcha.
Ooh. Okay, I see how you played off the Fresh D-A.
But that was my rap name when I was in middle school. In high school.
Oh, my bad, Titty Boy. What? Tell us about the rebrand.
Yo. Who released
you?
Candy Crib.
Your shit dropped. No. Told my who?
Holy
shit.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Fresh DA is out. Available now on all DSPs.
So, high school, Fresh DA to what?
I can't remember what it was. I didn't really have it. It's Damaris. It was just... Damaris.
Well, the Lils was D. Popping everybody probably around that time.
Everybody called me D. And you know what's really funny? And this isn't funny. That actually, all those people I shouted out in that video, actually my nickname for them was Baby D. That was actually my nickname. Actually, which is really
interesting. They called you Baby D?
They called me Baby D.
Yeah, you should have rolled with that. Baby D was you, 100%. Because that you Baby D. You ready to punch niggas in their face. Obviously ready to bar niggas up. Like, you Baby D for sure.
I'm really going to sit and take my time on y'all this. Like, I'm going to take my fucking time.
Now she
but I'm not, because I'm nervous. You going to smoke me.
I'm telling, I thought it was great. Like, why are you coming at me? I didn't dish you.
I will say, I had one problem with everything.
Oh, she got balls for you already. As soon as you said that, she wrote four.
I think you do owe somebody an apology.
Who?
I think you owe our manager, Benner, an apology. Because when we went to our Christmas dinner and it was revealed to a lot of people that Benner was once a rapper.
Yeah.
Damaris went extra spicy that day.
She started calling him Benny the Butcher. I remember, yeah.
She went extra in on Benner. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she's been holding this secret.
Yeah.
Benner the Butcher, first of all. Benner tried to make a rap career. I never wanted a rap career. I can't tell.
You was on YouTube going.
You did the visuals. Like,
yeah, you shot a vid.
You had backlighting.
You wasn't trying. That was just off the whim. Like, okay.
It's a teenage girl's bedroom.
You missed your call. And if that was off the whim, that was really good.
I seriously didn't want to be a rapper. I wanted to be a ghostwriter. I don't like spotlight, hence why I talk on a podcast and you can't see me.
Yo, saying you want to be a ghostwriter is hilarious as a woman. That's hard.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just, it's funny, but it's like, never thought about that.
I'm going to ask my man, Alex, if he still has his Dell computer from childhood. I did something similar. Internet, you won't find it. There was no YouTube at the time. It was never released.
Mm-hmm.
I did something similar with a high school rap beef.
You uploaded a video?
No, I barred up. I barred somebody up.
But, like, did you record it?
Yeah, it's recorded.
On what? CD? Obviously.
No, I mean, it was on...
Probably like a Kodak camera.
Wait, you went to actual studio and laid vocals?
No, my man Alex had, this was maybe 2005. So at that time, like, you could go to GarageBand and buy a mic that you could put to your computer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, record it in his house. To some SoundClick beat. I smoked him, though.
We got to get that.
Listen,
D, you're not clicking. You gotta
go. It's not on the internet.
It was never released because you couldn't release shit like that at that time.
So it's just on the file?
It's just on his computer.
You were sending it to people through like LimeWire?
Nah, I never sent anywhere.
Nah, you know Rory was pulling up to niggas' cribs playing it. That's how niggas used to get their raps.
No, it was burnt on a CD. That was definitely playing in the act. In the Acura, that shit was playing.
So that's what I'm saying.
We pulled up to high school like, yo, you heard this? Yeah. And it was me.
Okay.
Yo, you heard some rapping?
Yo, you heard this? Yo, this is me.
And mind you, the rapper's name was Absolute. So you know I mad entendres with Absolute.
How many bottles of vodka you went through with that?
The 100 proof bar I flipped?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yo, it's crazy when you think about how many, like, I look
keep
at it now.
100, you can't, I went crazy with the 100 proof. Yeah. I was trying to think, when I was watching Demaryius shit, I was trying to remember the bars I had.
You started your
bars. The inspiration I bring to my team.
I was so trash, yo.
Really?
I was so trash.
Come on, Biggs gotta have some shit.
I was terrible.
Ain't no way that you know nigga why? Walked around and recorded Kanye whole life and you ain't in the corner nowhere saying
I
one
was
line.
Trash.
Imagine being able to walk in a baseline and you trash.
Yeah,
like, you're
terrible.
Such a waste of life.
I was terrible. but you know what it was? I knew early. Like, at least I got out of the way. Like, I wasn't one of them niggas that thought that they was dope in rapping, but was really trash and then kept trying to put mixtapes together. Like, I heard like two joints we did and I was like, I'm never going in the booth again. I'm fucking terrible.
The thing was, all of us was trash, so we didn't realize, like, there wasn't,
It was some dudes back then that was just always nice. You love.
Oh, no, for sure. But I'm saying, like, within our immediate crew that recorded in my man's, Alex's house.
Okay, yeah.
Like, there's always the one that'll actually be dope and be like, all right, yeah, I'm not good because look at him.
Yeah,
us as a collective was just trash. So none of us knew. We just thought we was all nice.
Yeah, because everybody was trash.
Exactly.
I got you. I feel you. Oh, man.
I'm going to find that shit, though. I'm going to call his mom.
I'm going to hit your sister up because she got something.
I tried.
I
don't have nothing. I don't have nothing recorded. There's literally no raps. Like, I'm not rapping. No. Actually, oh shit, there might be. I just
don't do that. I'm gonna call Guru. I know he got vocals on you.
You know, actually, you know what? I did a hook with Theophilus London. Yeah, when he used to be Caps.
How you just forget some shit like that? Some cool.
You know how long ago that was?
That.
That was like fucking 2004. That was like 18 years ago.
Do you remember the hook?
It was actually a dope. I might have the song. Give me a week. I'll find a record and I'll bring it.
Are you singing?
I'm rapping the hook.
Rapping the hook. Okay.
I'm rapping the hook.
Oh, yeah. That's not fair. I wanted you to actually like. I wanted to hear you say. I was thinking.
I never sang on a hook anything like that.
You're on Through the Wire, isn't it? Featuring Harlem Boys Choir.
I wasn't in the choir at that time. That was that was 2 years after I left. Maybe 3 years after I graduated.
Damn. So you
that was like
2002. When he recorded it, probably.
Yeah,
I graduated. Not be paying his choirs. He was gonna get.
Huh?
He owed more money.
that was like three years. Because I remember I was mad at that. I was like, "Fuck." That was like 3 years after
I
graduated.
Been tight.
Yeah, I remember that. That was. But some dudes that I was in school, they was obviously young when I graduated. They on that on the Kanye joint though. But yeah, I did a joint with Theophilus London. He used to go by Caps.
Very talented dude.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
Yeah, that's my guy, Theophilus, man. So I gotta find that. My homeboy, I think he still has that CD, or he might have it on like some streaming site, like. Seek Pod or some shit like that.
I remember that shit.
Remember
Seek
Pod? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be on some shit like that. I'm gonna try to find it though. The song was actually good. This was when Theophilus was straight rapping, not like the music that he makes now. He was straight up rapping. Shout out to Theophilus London. That's my guy.
Eden, do you have any hidden talents?
I play guitar.
He looks like a guitar player.
But only Ed acoustic. Like only acoustic.
Only acoustic inside the A-Train subway station, sitting Indian style. Like, that's
Wait, Eden, you really play guitar?
Yes.
Are you good?
I'm pretty good.
Wow.
I play ukulele as well.
Well, we Excuse figured me? That by your face. But.
Wow.
He said he plays ukulele.
The little one?
Oh, like a banjo.
The little guitar.
No,
yeah,
the ukulele.
The pony version of the...
The one that like Hawaiians use.
Oh, yes, yes.
You can't tell by his face?
Yeah. You would definitely know how to play it. What is it called? The ukulele?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ukulele. I never knew that.
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Ukulele.
Yeah. And I used to do musicals in high school. There you go.
Yeah, I did
musicals
too.
Wow, just a very talented staff we have here. Everybody say welcome back to Eden. Can we get some claps for Eden?
Yes, Eden, welcome back, man. We are happy to have you back. Tell the people what happened.
I had a herniated disc.
Got your BBL and had to recover.
Yeah,
there we go.
Went to the wellness
center. Went to Columbia and got it all taken care of.
I know your entire childhood, all they did was laugh at your curves, and now you're embracing them. I know. I get it. I understand. Finally, you can be yourself.
Living your truth, Eden.
When chicks be saying that after surgery, I'm like, no, you're mad at your curves.
Yeah, like, we weren't at all. Like,
you did that.
You know, the homies is never mad at, like, women's shapes. I've never seen a dude that was, like, mad at a woman's shape, like, before she had surgery.
I posted, nah. I posted like, unless, the weekend.
I mean, unless you just, like, completely out of shape. I'm talking about the ones that it's like, okay, maybe you want to correct something, but homie, the dudes is never complaining. What niggas complaining about too much cellulite?
Well, they would say they're doing it for them, not for the guys.
They doing it to compete with them bitches on Instagram.
100%.
I'm glad a woman said it. We couldn't say that. I'm glad you said it.
And it is to go for the guy. Never mind. Yeah. Forget it. It's for y'all.
What I will say is because I'm a little bit younger than y'all and I'm, you know, I've been in this dating
pool. You thought about getting a BBL?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah.
Oh, every time I'm in that motherfucking gym. Every time.
That's what it is. Like, you ass. I mean, yes. That respectfully, like, like you.
Thank you, Rory. But
like,
the BBL.
But that's with someone
put on
that
my HR hat because it's not my HR hands.
No. I have very obviously I have ass. Like everybody knows I have ass. But
right, even Derek,
everybody know. Everybody don't know you have ass.
Everybody knows I have ass.
Who's everybody?
Everybody who watched our video because Carl left my ass in the screen.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
So yes. Everybody knows I have ass, but it's not the ass in per se because the ass doesn't even matter anymore. It's the body shape. You have to have that, not the wisdom tooth shape, but the small, the hip to, you know, yeah, you can't have the hip dips. You got to have the small waist, big butt. And that's all people are accepting now. Even the skinny bitches are going to get skinny BBLs to make sure that their ass is wider than their waist. So and men, these new niggas, pay attention to that. They do. It's weird.
I remember I was watching the Wu-Tang Ice Cream video. And I started watching.
You seem to watch that a lot. Is that like your go-to?
No. This was all the same day. So I'm going down this rabbit hole of just watching old hip hop videos and looking at the video vixens then.
Mm.
And it's just amazing how none of the girls looked alike.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm talking about it was 50 girls on set. Flavors, none of them looked alike.
Call it flavors.
And now you look at videos and it's like everyone looks. They look the same. They're wearing the same makeup. They have the same shape. They're wearing the same clothes. It's like, it's just crazy how the aesthetically beauty has just changed over the years. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really like, you almost feel like, damn, am I that old? I've seen the world change this much. Like aesthetically, like it's crazy. Like just watch some of the old hip hop. I was watching Rump Shaker, New Jack Swing. Mm-hmm. Watching that, and this was videos where I had to cover my eyes as a kid. Like they regular bikinis, no thong, no, not in any of the videos. And I'm looking like, damn, I used to have to sneak to watch this video. And I'm looking at it now like, what is this? But every girl looked completely different.
I feel like outside of Tip Drill, BET Uncut doesn't even stand a chance of me just refreshing my Twitter or Instagram.
Tip Drill ain't even that bad when I look at it.
It's not.
I could see way crazier shit off.
On my Instagram right now, I could see way crazier shit on Twitter. Way crazier shit.
But I don't know. It's probably the Kardashians' fault.
It is part of it. It is.
Well, we do know that. We spoke about this too. I think
because every girl out here is a Kim clone clown.
Yeah, Kim has completely changed the aesthetic of beauty around the world. Completely. Like that's not even a debate anymore. We know what it is. We can almost pinpoint the exact year it happened. Like, but you know, I mean. Technology and, you know, surgeries are safer now and, you know, the recovery rate and the recovery process is easier now, but
it's regular girls out here getting, like, in my hometown, bitches that, and sit there, y'all are never gonna leave Syracuse. Why are y'all going and getting BBLs? I get that.
That's why they're getting it. They're trying to get out of Syracuse. They take it out.
Not even. I
get out of BBL, you post to Instagram.
That's the perception of getting out. It's not really getting out.
I get that you want to look good, but what y'all don't understand is you can look good and still look normal and natural. You don't have to get your body done. And a lot of people aren't even trying to go to the gym. They just like, nah, I'm just gonna go get my body done.
Yeah, yeah.
Your stomach is small, your ass is fat, but your arms big as fuck, dog.
But let me tell you, it's one thing I peep. They do the whole, they post gym shit 2-3 weeks before they get the surgery.
Oh, for sure.
Then they disappear off Instagram for a month and then they come back.
I'm on step two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, you said you're on step two?
I'm on step two.
What's that?
I've been posting the gym shit. Now the Instagram is about to be gone. And now
you can't get a BBL.
Why can't I?
Because you're going to be out of work.
Yo, look what niggas care about. Yo, do we, not because it's bad for my health, not because you look good as you is. Nah, you're gonna miss work.
That's kind of like when Ike told Tina, if you die, I'll kill you.
I understand.
You ain't let, yo,
I don't wanna, we I, don't wanna Ike do, get I don't wanna defend all. Ike Turner, but I kind of understood what he was saying.
That's what I just like, told Demaris.
I don't want to defend Ike Turner.
If you get BBL?
Like, I get what he's saying.
Yo.
Ike was the sickest nigga ever. If you die, I'll kill you.
Have we ever checked on all the women that sold Fit Tea and their digestive issues to this day?
Lord.
Like, have we checked on them? What are no. their, like, are their stomachs okay?
No.
Because that's all they was doing was sending them to the bathroom. It's a diuretic. You just shit.
No, it was just diarrhea.
Yeah,
it was just,
you just shit and lose a couple
like,
pounds.
Oh, you're detoxing. No, the fuck you're not, bro.
You just shit.
If you have a working kidney, you're automatically detoxing. You're fine.
You're just shitting.
We speaking of Kim and Ike, we don't really give OJ Simpson the credit of how he's changed the world.
All right, wait. Sell it to me. Let me hear this. Let me hear this. Because I feel like you're trying to get canceled, but go ahead.
I didn't say if he changed it for the better or for the worse.
Okay, that's a start.
But matter of fact, it could go down to who's homie that missed the field goal from
Ray
Buffalo.
Finkel. Oh,
talk about Ace Ventura.
You see, as soon as you say missed field goal, I go to Ray Finkel. I don't remember any of these other kickers' names.
Remember when they showed us the bulge at the end of Ace Ventura?
Why would you remember that?
You remembered his name.
You can't forget Ray Finkel. He's one of the most iconic kickers that never happened. Like, what are you talking about?
Because I feel like them missing that field goal, OJ ended up on the Bills at that point. Great career. But because we...
Yo.
He was a great running back. I'm not saying he has the best social skills.
Okay.
Just saying he was great on the field.
Podcast.
He could have CTE. Now you're CTE shaming.
Okay.
We pinpoint how the Kardashians have changed the world from a reality show base, beauty base, down to music. That starts with OJ.
Okay.
We don't know these chicks without OJ killing Nicole.
That's not true.
Nicole was murdered so all these IG bitches could walk.
This is going on Patreon.
No, it's not. Keep it.
I'm just happy
Nicole
that the
has family.
I'm just happy that the white boys.
I know they
this.
Won't leave us. Alone. They wouldn't leave us alone.
I'm just happy that the white boys say this. That's all. That's all.
Her fucking father and sister would not get off that fucking camera.
Yeah.
To this day, I feel like they won't leave us alone.
You know what?
Or no, I'm sorry. The Goldmans. It wasn't even a.
It was the guy she was messing with.
Yeah,
Ron
yeah.
Goldman.
All right. Well, I was saying, but all this shit does trickle down to OJ.
I can see you how you trying to tie it all together. I get it. I think that you just wording it a little. How do I say?
Wrong.
Unhealthy.
Uncomfortably.
Toxic.
A little awkward. That's
Cancelable.
BBL. Yeah.
I mean, can cancel the truth? I guess yeah, you can cancel.
Yeah.
The truth gets canceled
all the time. Also. The truth is usually what gets people canceled.
Yeah.
The truth is R. Kelly is nasty. He got canceled.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I take that.
Yeah,
back.
Truth gets canceled.
Remember the walkaway videos on IG? Like
are
when that was a
back?
Big thing?
Please don't tell me they're coming back.
Well, I used to watch the walkaway videos.
All right, here's the thing.
Delicious used to be queen at
no,
a walkaway
she,
videos.
She invented it. That's where I'm going. I'm going to tie this back in.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it hilarious that Public Enemy is the reason for IG walkaway videos?
Explain.
You know what? Rory.
We can pinpoint walkaway IG videos to Chuck D and Flavor Flav. To fight the power. Like it takes a nation of millions to walk away on IG.
Rory.
We know Delicious who's that's my girl. I fuck with Delicious Heavy. Hello, Delicious. She invented the IG walkaway video. And we know Delicious because of Flavor of Love. You gotta do the science sometimes.
Okay.
And after Delicious, I'm not going to speak about her personal business, but she's single now. And she brought
she
back.
Is?
Yeah, she had a messy breakup.
Okay.
Over the weekend, she brought back the walkaway videos. And she said, nah, I'm back.
Oh,
and the,
my
and
God.
The walkaway videos is back. I'm like, that's
how
right. That's
Let
right,
me
OG.
See how she look. How that thing look.
That's right, OG.
How that
bring,
thing look.
Bring
well, you know
back
Delicious
your stable.
Got that thing. You know that. She ain't hiding that. She was never been one to hide that thing.
Delicious made me feel good when I was younger because Delicious was fine as fuck, but Delicious had a mustache too. So when kids would try to make fun of me if I had a mustache, I would say, but Delicious got a mustache.
And she got chords.
I didn't realize there was so many Deliciouses on
Delicious can sing.
She can sing?
What?
I found out Johnny Blaze could play the piano really well, and I was just like,
yeah, she studied music.
you don't remember before Puff made them sing for the bed, Flavor Flav made Delicious sing for his heart.
Bed? Remember that?
We talked about this on this.
Yo, singing for the bed is crazy.
No, but you don't wear Flavor, because I watched Flavor of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor Flav set up Shorty so bad because he knew Delicious could sing. And he was doing like a versus, and Shorty was like, oh, no, I can sing. And Flavor was like, all right, yeah, you go, and then let Delicious go, knowing that like Delicious don't
really
play.
Yeah, she could really sing. Yeah.
She sang some bullshit, like something Eden would play off his ukulele. And the type shit. Delicious, oh, Delicious came in there and fucking Sam cooked the whole room.
For Flavor fucking Flav. I think New York might be the most iconic reality TV show star of all time.
You gotta she's on the
is that her name Tiffany London?
Tiffany Pollard, who's Tiffany actually Pollard, from the Syracuse area too.
I thought she was from Long Island.
No, from the Syracuse area. But Tiffany is a Tiffany.
She's from Long Island.
Tiffany is from the Syracuse area, as I'm telling you.
Yo, we should do a Flavor of Love.
For whose love? Yours?
Well. Oh, shit. Rory, are you single?
Yeah, Rory, are you single?
I thought OJ. Thought we were talking about OJ. Yes, huh? I'm single.
Okay, so we could do a Flavor of Love for the both of us.
For you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know I, like, why would you say that? Because you know I am.
Fam, I gotta ask, bro. I'm never assuming if dudes is in relationships or not. I don't know what we be doing when we leave here. Like,
I bring all my bitches around you.
Yeah, but that don't mean that's a joke, you're not single. Yeah, that don't mean like that's your girl. You can still be single and just have female friends. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I've known you to have.
I'm the master of it.
We went out last night with a female friend.
Are y'all look for love, though? Because if y'all not gonna look for love, then...
Nah, I'm gonna look for love.
We'll look for a season two, and then on season two, you can look for love.
But
sorry,
I
didn't stretch my checks.
Yo, the challenges I would come up with. That might be funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we should do that. We can't call it Flavor of Love, obviously, but like, we need to find a cool spin on it where we just have women like just.
But I would do weird challenges like, who can last the longest in this room with my father without being offended?
Yeah, shit like that. Like just weird like family shit. Test women, like, if you're going to be around my family, you got to be able to tolerate this type of shit and shit like that.
How long can you tolerate that my mother now knows how to text and it's the only thing she does all day and it's going to be your number?
Exactly.
Ma, your nephew bad?
Nah, he not bad. He's
active?
He's active. Okay. He's a boy.
Leave her alone in a room for a day with your nephew.
Oh, that's easy. All you got to do is give him an iPad. He cool.
That's a cheat.
You got to break the iPad.
Oh, so no iPad?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Delicious could do it.
She won already.
That's true. Yeah.
Did Delicious win? She didn't win.
She did win.
She won?
It's Flavor of Love? Yeah, she won.
No, I think she got second place.
Delicious won, man. New York got mad and walked out. It was Flav out.
She lost twice.
Yeah. Why would you bring me back, Flav? Why would you bring me back?
Yeah, Delicious won. Yeah.
I'm not gonna cry.
Delicious won Flavor of Love. Hell
yo,
yeah.
Tiffany
New York,
is fucking hilarious.
New York, she mooned him. Like, on the way out.
Kiss my ass. She was fucking hilarious.
She was made for TV.
Like,
for sure.
how literally, like, that one was, like, 20 years ago. People are still reciting the shit that she was saying.
I was, like, on some non-joking shit, though, I did watch Family Therapy when she was on with her mother and when Dane was on there with his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I looked back, and this is, you know, with maturity and shit, you stop laughing at certain things when you figure out where they're rooted from.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and watch Flavor of Love and watch that Family Therapy. Her mother is one of the most verbally abusive human beings on planet Earth. Like, I was feeling for her. I was like, oh, now I know why she lashes out and goes crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was raised in a fucking chaotic fucking household.
Yeah,
like, her mother is insane.
Like, I felt bad. Like, it was cringeworthy watching some of that shit. Like, damn, like, that's how she talked to you?
Listen, when you're more polarizing and offensive than Dame Dash in a house.
That says something about you.
You are a different breed.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that shit was like, Tiffany, you're like 40. You can walk away. You don't need to be
You don't
here.
Live at home with her anymore.
But
I really like the idea of y'all doing a for the love thing. Yeah. But I gotta get women that y'all are actually gonna like.
I mean, it's gonna be a screening process, no?
Yeah.
Are we screening? We can't screen.
I'll screen.
Yeah, I'm about to say we can't screen a woman because you know that ain't.
Tamara's question is gonna be funny though. She's gonna get you right to it.
She's not gonna ask.
Tamara, you gotta ask if a woman for me, mm-hmm. if she can tell the difference between if she could see if she could
eyeball a gram.
She got an eyeball a gram.
Yeah, I got you.
And ask if she like indica or sativa. Shit like that, you know, shit I need.
I'm like, do you have any priors?
Come on, D.
Yeah,
that's
I got
why
you.
I
Come any on, felony man. Offenses, even if you
just,
didn't get caught?
Just ask them.
Even if you didn't get caught.
Ask them, just like off the cuff, could you get me a reservation at Tao right now? And if their eyes light up, go, yeah, of course. Like they're trying to show up.
I'm getting her out of here.
Get, like, can't, like, just yeah, get her. That's, her I don't.
Yo, what's wrong with him? That's like, a red flag?
Like, if Demarius be like, I think I want to go to Pergola. Like, do you know promoters over there? Like, of course, I'll
yeah, get out. Next. Security. Get this thought the fuck away from my set, please.
But for
I want
like,
the girl that says, what's Tao?
Yeah, that's but you I need, want. I think
no,
you, need,
don't,
you need that girl.
Yes, but that was my style before recently.
But no, you need that girl, and you need the girl that also can get a table at Tao right now, though.
Well,
you need them in the same house. You got to watch those two women interact.
Like my friend that was with us last night. Mm-hmm. I was explaining before she came. You got to have that friend. Like
yeah.
She's the one. It's a platonic relationship. Mm-hmm. But if I ever do need that messy club bullshit plug stuff, mm-hmm. I'll just hit her.
Yeah.
Now, dating it can get difficult.
I love the fact that you said it. Like dating it instead of dating her.
I didn't say it that way.
You said dating
this isn't
it.
This isn't recorded. No. They can't replay it. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. Okay.
Dating
cool.
it?
Yeah,
no.
Cool.
I was talking about it as in the sure. theory of that woman.
I'm positive. How was you guys?
I don't know what she identifies as. She could be it.
How was your weekend?
The swimmer just won. Never mind.
Oh, no, we're going to get into that.
Oh, my God. I thought I had got more of it. I'm going
to
fuck no. ass.
But back to your question. So last night I went to the Knick game. Julius had texted me over the weekend.
Oh no, and Shorty texted me and said, "More behind me."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh my god!" I thought I was super low key in the garden.
Oh yeah, just courtside at the garden.
How do you
yeah.
think you were super low key when I knew you were there? Like everybody knew you were there.
I mean,
he was sitting
chat.
Next to Spike.
I was not. Spike wasn't even there.
Sitting next to Spike is funny as fuck.
I was not sitting next
you
to Spike.
You could trip a referee.
No, I cannot. I hated that bar.
So did I.
Nah, that was fire.
I
could
hated
trip a referee.
Bar. Hated that bar. But yeah, I went to the Knick game and Rory hit the chat and was like, yeah, Ma, I heard you at the Knick game going crazy. And it's just always funny when somebody say you go crazy.
Like, how you go crazy at a Knick?
Because if you would have saw me, literally, I was just sitting there watching.
Every hot dog and Bud Light available?
Literally sitting there watching the game. Didn't have a beer, nothing to eat, nothing. Was just watching the game. And I'm sitting there thinking, because I told Julius, I said, I got to come to the game because I got to see how bad y'all stink in person. Like, I got to see it. Like, watching it on TV or just seeing
no,
the final
smell
score.
It. I can smell it from the TV.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's bad. So,
The garden smells like New Jersey when you cross the GW and you get that nasty egg smell.
Yeah.
That's what the
but,
garden
But one
like.
Thing I will say, no matter what, win or lose, the garden is always at capacity.
No, that's our problem.
Yeah. Like, it sells out. I was surprised to see that many people at the game.
I have the same theory with streaming as I do as a Knick fan. Like, if all artists just stopped doing it, we could change everything. Mm-hmm. If Knick fans, if we stop going and, like, tourists stop going, they'll be forced to care about the team. They yeah. sell out every night. Like, there's yeah. no point in it was trying to make the team work because you try to make a team work to make it profitable.
And they played Utah. Utah's a really good team. Donovan Mitchell is,
he's pretty good at basketball.
Yeah, he might be underrated, honestly, in the league. He might be an underrated player. As great as he is, he still might be, like, he's not talked about enough. Like, Donovan Mitchell is a special player.
But this isn't a sports podcast. After I sent you that screenshot, why didn't you send, like, Shorty a shot? Or like maybe a drink.
Well, I didn't know where she was. I didn't
she
know.
Was right behind you.
No, she was in front of me, but I still couldn't tell who she was. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of.
But I sent you the IG.
Yeah, but you sent me the. I didn't go look at it. Like, I didn't go to the actual page. You sent me a screenshot of her telling you I was there. But then once she got up and walked out at halftime, I
saw the ass. Oh
no, it was kind of like she gave me a look like oh yeah, like I know Rory. Like, it was that, you know. Yeah. You know that
it's
look.
A nasty no, ass I don't. Look.
You know that look where a girl know your man, like you could tell, like she looking at you with some familiarity, like yo, we kind of cool, like through another person. Like I know you through your man.
I was a little disappointed in her because she's one of those that I respect. Like if she want to go get something, she gonna get it. And in the DMs, I was like, yo, just say hi to him. And she was like, this could be my excuse to plot. And I was like, yeah, go do that. And
plot on what? On me?
Yeah.
I had no idea she was.
I was selling your ass.
Yo,
how you just throw
I was
my
giving,
ass?
I was giving you up.
giving you up. Ew.
How you just throw my ass on the platter? Like, yeah, nah, go get that.
She sounded ready.
Yo, fuck out of here, man. Don't be trying to sell my ass through the DMs.
She's
what's wrong with
one,
you?
One, she's an amazing woman. She's a woman that pays for things. Like, she's not on some plot like I'm trying to get his money.
No, I know what you mean.
She's valid. Yeah. Like, she a valid
she's
chick.
Valid. but you still can't be selling my ass.
Why not?
DM. Like, yo, go get that. Fuck out of here. Tell me what you saying first. I don't just tell a chick, go get that.
No, I'm sorry. I said A before it.
Oh, okay.
I said
okay.
A, go get that.
All right, that's respectful. That's respectful. As long as you left with the A.
I added some Y's.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's respectful. But yeah, the Knicks stink. That's the bottom line with that story.
But then Maul met me. I won't say the hookah spot because we're going to sound like dots and it's a new place that I don't want the rest of the world to know about.
Yeah.
But it's on that whole block. That's a block away from here.
Yeah, it's a little, you could tell that little spot in about another 2 months is going to be nasty in there.
And the spot across the street is already nasty. That might be the new 21st Street.
Yeah. 1,000, it feels
that,
like it.
That block is starting
to do like
that.
It feels like it. It feels like Taj.
Oh, y'all got to tell me what block.
It feels like Taj and Slate.
It's around the bounce.
It feels just like it. It will tell you.
Yeah.
It's literally a block from here.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what I was trying to say.
But yeah, we went to the spot and I invited her, but I mean, neither of y'all made a move, so.
I had no idea that that was, see, you got to tell me if that was.
I went back to fucking, Sapphire's after the throw up incident. I went back last night.
How was it?
I got some side eye, dirty looks.
Oh, from.
They didn't want you in there?
It wasn't really feeling me.
They don't want you back in the establishment. I can tell they don't.
They're not, they brought me right to the table, but I could tell some staff members weren't really feeling me like that.
That's funny. I was supposed to go there last night, but.
Well, Sunday nights be the nights over there.
Yeah, it didn't work out, but I was supposed to go there last night.
Oh, you would have seen us going, we was going crazy.
Y'all were going crazy?
No, honestly, wasn't at all.
Wasn't. Oh, and Sapphire and me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I went crazy last time when Shorty threw up, but.
I got a text message from Chase Bank around, what time was it, around 3 in the morning? Mm-hmm.
She's going crazy.
And I text Rory. I said somebody's going crazy with the company card.
That was Loyon's fault.
I got a text from...
How was it Loyon's fault?
I was on the phone with Chase all morning.
Because I got a text that says, Chase fraud. We declined $2,051.42 with card ending in at Primal Cut Steakhouse. Was this you? Reply yes or no.
So
why you ain't say yes? Have you looking crazy at the table?
I text you and Loyon. I said somebody's going crazy with the card, and you was like, "Yo, that's definitely Loyon."
No, it wasn't Loyon. Loyon's fault that card had to be used and reimbursed right away because Loyon fucked over my other cards. So he was like, "Just use the RAM joint, and I'll literally put that money from your account into the RAM account right now."
Quick question, Rory: what the fuck and who were you with that you were spending $2,500 on dinner?
It was at Sapphire. That was for like a bottle and a section.
Oh, I thought I thought it was like an actual like because he said steakhouse.
All right. Because Sapphire's is professional. A lot of husbands cheat on their wives.
The money trail.
Okay.
They always put it as like something else on there, so your wife can't get mad. Maybe. And they do actually have good steak there. But yeah, I was trying to use my card, and Loyon fucked up this shit with Chase and all that, so I had to use that card with the reimburse. But then it didn't work.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to reply yes and they canceled the card. As soon as I reply yes, it's just fraud. They canceled the card now. Whoever's trying.
Oh, well, it still didn't go through. No, there's no, I promise, no charges ever happened.
No. I don't, listen, it don't, that's not the funny part. I'm just laughing at who the fuck was spending.
I told the manager, let me cash app you.
No, you didn't.
Fam.
I
did.
I took all, and I don't know if the listeners even care to hear about this, but we switched from Bank of America to Chase and all my shit don't work. Because it's all brand new. I can't even buy a fucking pack of gum without them saying fraud.
Yeah.
It's like, what the point was you giving me this card?
They got me when I was in LA too. They hit me.
So everything don't work. And Loyon was like, stop using your Bank of America cards. I'm like, they're the only ones that work, bro.
Chase don't play that. Chase don't play that fraud shit.
No, but then I hit yes. that it was me on my card, the text I got, not the one Maul got, and it still didn't go through. And it's Shorty.
All I knew is somebody was
Shorty was like, don't feel embarrassed. I'm like, I don't, but.
I don't. Like, nah, that's when you guys start talking shit like, nah, I got money. Like, niggas, everybody know I got money,
but
bro.
Then you sound corny when you do that.
Yeah, you can't say that. Like, you can't say I got money after your shit got declined.
No, twice with two different cards.
Yeah, you can't get that off. You can't be like, I got money. We can't tell. Like, everything keeps getting declined, sir. Like, you can't get a steak, a lap dance, nothing in here tonight.
But then I just felt even worse because, like, the cards, they like the real Chase cards. They say platinum business, fucking most preferred, greatest customer of all time.
Still can't get nothing.
That shit make noise when you throw it down.
Yeah.
Shit. Still nothing? Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm just glad that it was one of y'all and not somebody that had our card and was trying to swipe at Primal Cut.
No.
Well, I hope that shit hit when y'all buying me all my bottles and stuff in my section for my birthday. It better go through.
We gonna film all that. I can't wait to see you in Highlight Room.
Oh, I tried my dress on today.
Damaris told me she got her dress. Mm-hmm. Or she tried. No, you said you couldn't try it on.
No, I said I tried it on. I couldn't try it on before. I bought it online, so it came and it's like it's real. It's small, Rory.
She said she can't twerk because if she twerk, the ass cheeks and. Her, what do you call it?
Nether regions.
Her nether regions are gonna be. Yes, Edna, thank you.
Her vagina.
Her coochie will be exposed if she twerks.
Yeah, so
she
twerk.
She said she can only two step in her.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous for you, by the way.
Why?
Because I know Damaris outside of work. I know Damaris socially.
I know Damaris.
But socially. I don't think you really know, like.
I know Damaris.
She does really well here. She's very professional. She's.
No, I've seen Damaris when she was off the clock.
On her birthday? In the Highlight Room?
She's going to be throwing ass. Throwing ass, flirting with girls.
No, she going to bag Carucci. I've seen her work. No, I've seen... When she get busy...
How you just go straight to Carucci?
She going to say the right thing to a girl. I promise you that.
She said she can't twerk, though.
I can't twerk. I got to...
Not being able to twerk on your birthday is like a crime. Like, you got to be able to twerk.
The crazy thing is I'm happy I'm going with you guys because if I was going out with all girls, I wouldn't wear that dress. Men act stupid when you with your girls, but when you're with men, they automatically assume that the man you're with somehow, like, you kind of, like, belong to them, so they don't touch other men's
property. That's how violence does.
Yeah.
So, I'm good. I can wear the very, very short dress when I'm out with you guys.
As a woman, how do you feel? Because I love when women love women in parties and shit. Like, women they don't know, they'll grab and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I see some of those chicks, though, go a little too crazy with girls they don't know.
I used
like
to
you kind
girl.
Of violating mm-hmm. her. I know you're a woman, so she's gonna feel comfortable and okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but women be violating the shit out of each other, of strangers, not even friends, whatever.
Tell,
that's your friend.
You can kind of tell what girls you can do that with and what girls you can't.
Absolutely.
You could tell. The same way men can tell. You could tell what girls you can grow up with. I've stopped doing that because I'm older and I realize how disrespectful it is. But when I was younger, yeah.
I mean,
y'all can get me the fuck up out of here. Cancel me for some.
Or
you
gonna bar them up?
Girls.
That's why they knew. I better not move with be a new diss record on Facebook.
Anyway, but yeah, women, we have to stop doing that to each other too. Because we've done it and took it a little bit too far. But girls will stop you, especially a girl will stop a girl. They'll definitely be like, "Yo, you tripping."
Do you want me to pay for
everything.
An escort? Not yes. to. Like what escorts actually used to be, like someone that you would just go be seen with. Like, do you want some eye candy on your arm for your birthday?
You know, I wouldn't mind that, Rory. I never had an escort before. I never had to pay for pussy.
No, I don't sleep with her. Okay, I'm just saying, like, just as like for like for the step and repeat. You know, you gotta have the escort for the step and repeat.
You know what? Yeah, that'd be dope.
You're using a chick for a step and repeat is
where do we find escorts now?
Welcome to
where do you find escorts now?
You said using a chick for a step and repeat is crazy. That's all. That's what step and repeats is for.
The hoes?
That's all men do is
to show off the girl. Yeah.
Look at like just think about that for a second. That is just based in so much insecurity.
100%. That's all it is.
That's crazy, man.
But both people are insecure. The girl you bring and the guy.
I don't think the women care. If they're getting paid, I don't think they give a fuck. I think it's the easiest money women are ever making right now.
I just think it roots in insecurity. To begin with, but
deeper than that, like daddy issues and shit like that.
Yeah, like where you getting into occupation sets from? I'm not judging at all.
No, I don't.
The escort
care.
I'm gonna call for her is my friend.
Right.
Like, she's one of the more intellectual people I know, but I know her history and I know.
Is she like, that's your loyal customer to this escort?
That's my friend. I've never slept with her.
No, I didn't. You could use her for step and repeats too.
I would never do that.
Oh, okay.
See, all right. So now you see how his energy was with that. It's like, to me, that's just crazy.
No, I'm just saying it happens all the time. I wouldn't do it, but that's what you see. Is just be some escort chick with him.
That's crazy. But yes, D, we're going to have a great time for your birthday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Don't you worry about
Jazz
that.
Jazz is going to be
covered.
There too. I don't know if Jazz is coming out with us, but Jazz will be in
She's
LA.
Definitely coming out with us. Jimmy, you don't know.
We can't subject Jazz to the type
Why
of shit
not?
We be on.
Why not?
Jazz has a man.
Okay. Ain't nobody trying to like holler at Jazz. She out with us. We having a good time.
Look at you having that mentality. We said nothing about Jazz doing anything crazy.
Yeah, like she just coming out with us.
Oh, no.
If Jazz
want
to go out to the club,
clear.
That means she's doing
something. I'm doing shit crazy.
You sounded like the insecure boyfriend right
Y'all
now.
Y'all are tagging along. I'm on
Not
some crazy
hers,
shit. So this is the thing. If Jazz is coming, Jazz is just going to see us in a new light. I'm not putting shit on y'all. I'm here. I'm putting it on myself.
All right. Jazz going to see us in a new light. What do you think Jazz thinks of us? Like, what do you think her view of us is?
Yeah.
I don't think Highlight Room would be Jazz be like, oh my God, I don't even know these
guys.
They're
crazy. No. Because we don't even, me and Rory in the club don't really be doing shit.
At all.
Like, I'm going to stand there and smoke. Rory going to stand there
and
smoke.
I'm going to have resting bitch
like
face.
Like, he would rather be anywhere else.
Exactly.
Which is a fact.
Do you guys have your AMB speeches prepared? Win or lose?
Yes, because I forgot why we were going to LA. So we are going to LA for the AMBs. I didn't prepare a speech. I thought that I would just...
Well, just give me one off the cuff. Just
I know the I know the strategy you're going with. The surprise, like when they get up to my... I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah, wow. I didn't even write a speech.
Oh my
God. I don't even know what to say. I'm lost. Like, why would niggas say I'm at a loss for words? I can't even find the words and then find mad words. Like, nigga, you've been up there 7 minutes talking and the first thing you said was, I don't even know what to say.
And you remembered every name.
Yeah.
I can't remember cousins' names and you knew every name.
I think that obviously the staff and the team.
I thought you was about to go with some God shit.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I really thought
you was about
to thank God.
God first?
Yeah.
Well, we always thank God first. I don't know if I'll say it, but I'll thank him internally. But thank the staff, the team, family, obviously Rory.
Don't go down that route. We got to sell it like some get it
You're
out
an
the mud
entertainment
bullshit.
Podcast, like make it entertaining.
We got to do
the corny, like, and no one believed in me.
I can't say that. I'm going to start laughing. I can't say that. I can't say, yo, I got it from the mud when nobody believed in me. I'm going to start like, this nigga lying.
100%.
No,
this nigga up there lying. Like, clean. Yeah, like he lying. So I'm just, thank the staff, the team, everybody behind the scenes.
Thank me by name. Don't say thank the staff. Thank me by name.
We should come up with like some ill lies though, because no one knows us over there. I looked at all the categories. It's podcast, that world, they don't know us. So we got to come up with some ill lies if we
I think it'd be funny
like,
if
yo,
I,
we,
I
we th- met in an orphanage. It's crazy how this came.
You and I met
Yeah, like we was both orphans.
See, look, he tried to crazy.
Not ranting.
How we met in an orphanage? Like what?
Yo.
They're going to be like, oh, like, Jesus.
This podcast started from the orphanage. We have to go down that route.
So we got to just lie. The whole acceptance speech has to be a complete...
And you know, shit can go viral in other worlds, like worlds we don't live in on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We could have like a viral moment, like with the white side of podcasting, and we would just watch all the inspirational mentions, like, oh my God, these guys. And then our world would look at that shit. That would be the funniest thing in the world.
That's an interesting like angle. It definitely is an interesting angle because I feel like nobody in that room.
These
really...
two are 10 years apart and did not meet in an orphanage
at all. It didn't happen that way. Like, actually, we can show you where they met. We have it on video. We can show you exactly where they met.
Met in Harlem at the Kappa Castle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's where y'all met?
Definitely.
Probably, yeah.
The first, one of the first paloozas, I think. It was about 800 Hennessy bottles back there. Do say bottles now.
Bitch. Well, it's no bottles now.
Huh?
There's no bottles now.
No bottles.
Oh, yeah. Well, no bottles now.
My first, I think story. My first Duce Palooza, Henny Palooza was good times. Good times.
Can we ever talk about that one?
Which one?
Oh, shit.
I know.
We can talk about it.
You've had a rough day of past things coming up.
Listen, I embrace my past. We could talk about it. I was showing my ass at Duce Palooza.
Oh, that
and Rory tried to get security to get me taken out. He ain't know it was me.
Yeah, that was weird when I found out.
You trying to get Damaris kicked out of Palooza?
I didn't know it was Damaris.
I was showing my ass.
Just some girl was
going
running a fucking muck.
Oh, that's Damaris. You know what she do.
No, I knew Damaris at the time. I didn't know the girl was Damaris. I've been known Damaris.
Yeah,
forever
he didn't know
time.
It was me. He found out afterwards. He was pissed. But I was involved with somebody, and it got messy. Yeah,
which one was it? Coney Island.
Coney Island.
Just Blaze.
The one.
Coney Island.
Yeah, because what's her name?
Young
performed.
M.A.
Young M.A. performed.
Oh yeah, no, Damaris was throwing bows to ooh. How that Young M.A. song go?
She killed Young M.A. killed that then.
Let me tell y'all how horrible of a friend Rory is, by the way. Y'all know I have paid for every Duce Palooza I've ever been to.
Aren't you supposed to support your friends?
Yeah.
And that's what he used to say. He's like, support your friends. Mm-hmm. No.
That's because Carl would submit a list of 35 people. I couldn't do it.
But now look where life landed you, Damaris. See?
And don't act like you paid for them shits.
I paid for every single Duce Palooza except for one that my homies got me into. Every single Duce Palooza.
Well.
With my own money, too. Because niggas ain't want me going, so they wasn't going to buy my ticket.
I will say to change subjects, but still with past stuff, I am a little offended no one has congratulated me.
Congratulations. What today. Did you do?
I'm going to the Sweet 16.
Oh, St. Peter's.
Like, are you crazy?
Oh,
like, though, I'm okay, on my
I
way.
I saw the peacocks all over.
I'm on my way. They kicked you out of that motherfucking school.
Bad.
They couldn't wait to get your ginger ass off campus.
I was about to say, you ain't even a real alumni.
So, what that mean?
Are you repping? You still got your gym shirt?
I have sweatsuits. I went to St. Peter's College.
Yeah.
I didn't go to St. Peter's University. I got vintage shit.
Oh,
I want them
okay.
to win so I could go on Grailed or whatever the fuck. I'm gonna sell all my St. Peter's College vintage shit to every hipster on earth.
Cause it don't even say college no more, right?
Nah, it says university. Yeah, different logo, everything.
Oh, you lit? Nice.
You're original, one of the original peacocks.
My man Doug, the white dude on St. Peter's that was hitting the shots with Kentucky and all that shit. I fuck with him, but like, I was the first white person to go to St. Peter's College. Like, I don't
That is
it's named St. Peter, so I don't believe you.
Now, St. Peter's may be different now. When I went, that shit might as well have been an HBCU. It was either everybody was from fucking East New York or Newark. That's all that shit was.
And you got kicked out because you got into a fight with an RA?
It wasn't a fight.
Oh, it was like a quick put him right down.
Mm-hmm.
You neutralized him.
He was neutralized.
Neutralized the asset.
Whack would have been proud. But yeah, anyways, St. Peter's, I am actually happy to see that whole shit. And yes, I was kicked out, but I still have a deep love for that place. So I'm happy for them. And if they make us the Elite Eight and we're back from LA, I'll be courtside. I'll be tripping a referee.
Yeah, no, I want to go too. I know they're down in Philly. They're playing down in Philly. Shout out to Shaheen Holloway, what he's doing with that organization and that team is super dope. It's just dope to see Shaheen as I remember him as a player.
I seen all yeah.
And how dope he was, and to now see him making history with the St. Peter's team and taking his team as far as he's taking them. And I don't think they're done. Like
no,
I think a big part of this NCAA March Madness tournament is, you know, matchups, but A lot of it is confidence. And I think if one thing Shaheen Holloway has been able to do is instill confidence in these players and let them know, like, yo, this is basketball. You can compete with anybody. And what they're doing is dope. And I definitely want to go to a game. If they get to the Elite Eight, I'm definitely want to go to that game.
If they make it to the Final Four, we going. Wherever that
shit
is.
No,
where's
for
the Final
sure.
Four?
I don't even. It would.
Still in Indiana?
It might be.
Where the shit is, but are we going?
No,
I'm gonna get them on.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that because the story is dope, and the fact that you actually attended this school and got kicked out is just like it makes for a way better story.
Nah, my old fucking I could back to OJ. I when we pinpoint everything, I could pinpoint everything in my life to St. Peter's.
Really?
Deadass.
What?
No, oh, we there. We there, baby.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
With it, baby.
But no, St. Peter's, as much as that was a terrible portion of my life, it was also one of the more amazing shit. I pinpoint a lot of this even podcast shit to that college.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, man. That shit.
Oh, wait. So it's not in New Orleans? You just said you could pinpoint everything in New Orleans? I got mad excited. I thought
no, because I pinpoint everything to everyone. How we got robbed in New Orleans, I pinpointed directly to a specific woman.
Okay.
Yeah, I go through. That's how my brain works.
That makes sense. I backtracked parts of my life by who I was dating at the time, so I get that.
All right, so I'm completely lost. Is the fucking Final Four?
I don't know.
Is it in New Orleans?
I'm lost
or not?
As well. Okay.
Is it?
I thought you was also saying New Orleans because I blame that shit on Kellen, but
my baby, because there's so many strays here.
Okay, so it is so in New Orleans. All right, cool. Because I was
I definitely blame us getting robbed on Kellen every day.
Not every day. It's been mad years.
I'm not over it. By the way, these young kids is pussy because I went right up to campus when St. Peter's won on Saturday night. That shit was weak.
The campus?
Yo, when I granted, it's a fucking commuter school, but when Obama won first term in 08, we shut down the boulevard. You couldn't even drive on the biggest street in Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all going to Sweet 16 and haven't destroyed the campus that night? Like, but I was upset.
But is it spring break?
No, they there.
Oh, they just, but it was spring break, right? Like a week ago?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, last week was spring break.
Last week. They all in Miami?
I figured, they're not on campus.
Everybody was in Miami this weekend.
Anyone that goes to St. Peter's College cannot afford to go to Miami for spring break.
I also...
I promise you that.
It was a sad news from one school on spring break. 4 or 5 of the football players overdosed.
What the fuck?
It was some story that came out. I saw that shit. I meant to bring it up on one of the shows. That story was fucking crazy. I think it was like 5 football players died. They overdosed on a fentanyl-laced cocaine, I think. In Miami. I think, they were in Florida on spring break.
Yeah, 6 spring break overdose victims in Florida. No, they weren't all football players. One of them was a football player.
But only one of them was a football player?
Yeah, it was just 6 spring breakers overdosed on fentanyl-laced cocaine. I'm sorry, I'm not buying cocaine in Miami during spring break.
I understand that cocaine is fun, but like take an Adderall and take a shot of Casamigos. Like, can y'all stop doing coke?
I just, I'm gonna go a step further. Like, weed?
What's the opposite?
Nobody wants to feel the way you feel when you're on weed, bro. People enjoying their lives. Nobody wants to eat, go to sleep, be sitting up there.
Nah, you don't have to do that on weed.
Silly.
Thinking about Wack and Steve Harvey's voice together.
Yes, exactly. I don't want to have, I don't want to think about no shit like that when I'm high.
Nah, you get a more sativa hybrid. You don't got to go indica.
You don't do drugs, so you don't understand that there's
a huge
difference.
Smoked sativa before, and I've done cocaine. They're not similar.
I never said they were similar. I just said leave cocaine alone. Just smoke some fucking weed and have a good time. Like,
what's the difference?
But weed isn't a good time for everybody. Weed makes me.
Neither is cocaine.
Anxious.
Obviously, niggas is in the cemetery behind that shit right now.
They've been lacing weed too. I know plenty of people who have laced weed. They never the same.
If you get your hands on some laced weed, you just going to the wrong. You just getting weed from anybody. That's just stupid.
But then you could say the same thing with cocaine. You get you some laced cocaine. You just getting cocaine.
It's
from
way
anybody.
Easier to lace cocaine than it is to lace weed.
Allegedly, you would know that.
Allegedly, yes. Allegedly. Rats. But either way, that's a sad story. On spring break, you die. Yeah.
Don't do drugs, guys, unless you know the connect, please.
Yeah, sometimes the connect don't know what the fuck they do.
Yeah, I'm about to say, the connect don't know sometimes that it's laced.
I mean the connect.
It's
well, not everyone knows the connect.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Since we've been talking to NCAA, I know, Damaris, I'm not going to give you much to edit here. I'm going to keep it as...
Oh, no, we're going to have to edit.
University.
You can be quiet. I'm gonna talk.
University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas. There's a picture of her standing on the podium. She won the 500 yard freestyle, and the other medalist, Emma Wyant, Erica Sullivan, and Brooke Ford posed for a photo at the NCAA Division I Women's Swimming and Diving Championship in Atlanta, Georgia, last week. Now, this picture, I don't know, Carl. You could probably implement this picture. The ladies that came in, I'm guessing second, third, and fourth. They decided to stand with each other and isolated Leah Thomas, who is a transgender athlete.
Can I see the picture?
And she won the race. I believe Leah was I'll read it. On a most basic level, everyone knows that the decision to allow Leah Thomas to compete against women at the collegiate level is wrong. The decision has been rationalized to death with rhetoric concerning the transgender swimmer's authentic self, as if the female swimmers competing under a new glass ceiling had any quarrel with that. But the photo above Call implements. The photo above should end that debate. In a tolerant and reasonable society that values fairness, fairness for women, which understandably has been an animating issue for progressives and was the motivation for the first bill Barack Obama signed as president. The jarring image of Thomas towering over the defeated women at the 500-yard freestyle yesterday is unassailable evidence of how wrong this charade is. Winning the NCAA championship event, Thomas can be seen cradling the trophy while the comparatively diminutive women, including Olympians, pose on the side with their lesser prizes.
Long story short, there's a transgender swimmer who is competing with female-born women, which means that they were born female.
Yeah, according to the hospital.
According to God. Female. They were born female.
You're Muslim.
Allah.
And they are competing with someone who was one of the athletes had an issue with it, that she felt like she lost out on her spot for a medal because they were
not
transgender.
One athlete. All athletes have an issue with this.
There was a transgender, but specifically this is about one, you know, the girl was like, yo, I would have won if y'all didn't have this transgender competing. There's a picture that's going viral where the transgender woman is significantly taller, significantly bigger,
significantly stronger
than physically. Yes. Than her female counterparts. So there is an issue.
Listen,
with
bottom
this.
Line, Leah Thomas was ranked number 462 as a male swimmer. Leah Thomas today as a identifying female swimmer is ranked number one. We don't have to spend much time on that. We know what the difference
is. I'm trying
is.
To think the argument, because they'll find any way to make this seem like we toxic. But
if this is
if
fine,
you take estrogen, does it take away from your muscles and everything?
If you
like, I'm trying to find the angle that you could argue that this is that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to be objective,
I'm willing to talk about it. But I just think that shit is unfair. It's the bottom line. It's unfair. If
not saying that transgender people have not been treated fairly, I know that because I know you know twist words and shit. I'm talking about in this swimming match.
Listen, if we sat back years ago and watched the World Series where they had the pitcher, what was his name? Elian Gonzalez, I think.
Oh, Little League World Series. Yeah, Elian Gonzalez. Fam,
is that
you're talking about? Danny Almonte. Elian Gonzalez was the kid from Cuba. Yo, you. Leave all this.
Yo, I can't.
You talk about Danny Almonte from the Bronx.
Danny Almonte.
He was like
Elian Gonzalez.
He like floated. We're gonna cancel it. He floated from Cuba on a raft, and then like America like stole him.
Yeah,
and Cuba was trying to get him back.
I feel like
yo, what? The
fuck? He was too young to marry.
I know, but that's funny.
Oh yeah.
Yo, I'm fucking screwed.
My bad.
You talk about Danny Almonte.
Danny Almonte.
Who was like 16 with Little League World Series shit.
But I feel like it was crazy. Another one before. Okay, so yeah, Danny Almonte. Yes. Pardon me, Elian Gonzalez.
And let me see your Bronx score.
No, listen. Because I remember they was trying to hang Danny Almonte.
Of course.
They was going crazy. He's older than the rest of these boys. His birth certificate, they're lying. All of this shit.
But that was in the perfect time when, like, you could really write things.
Yeah, but
there's no QR code. You could literally just lie about your birthday.
But if that was wrong.
We wrote it.
Right. But if that was wrong and people were outraged about that.
It's a weird comparison, but I see what you're saying.
It's just like, fam, like, how do you say, Damaris, born female?
Yes.
Let born females compete against born females. Let born males compete against born males, and let transgenders compete against transgenders.
Well, I mean, that would be because they transition differently.
Have the trans Olympics. I don't know. The trans trials.
I would support it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's that on that. We can talk about music if y'all want to.
What came out?
Talk about music. I know y'all don't
care. Well, Normani dropped a track, which I really liked a lot.
I like Normani a lot. She's super talented.
I like her latest track, Fair. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Really, really identifiable, but it's really good.
Fabio.
Bitch, you can't shoot.
I fuck with Fabio, man.
I love Fabio.
Like I hate to sound like the out of touch person. It really was Donda that made me
look at him different.
Not to say he hasn't really like talked his shit on records. I just feel like he was always making good drill records. Mm-hmm. He's been like rapping lately.
Yeah.
Like he really be diving into shit outside of the current drill topics from mm-hmm. Brooklyn. Like I think Favio is a little different than the rest of the drill scene.
I think so too. I think he definitely has his own style. I think that he's fortunate to be around like real songwriters, real producers, more talented artists. And I just think that he recognizes the privilege that is, and he's soaking all that game up and he's applying it to himself and he's finding his lane. He found his lane early, but now he's really, really molding himself into a better artist, and he's taking it like I'm pretty sure when that record blew up, he wasn't expecting that.
No.
But now that, you know, it is what it is, now he's like, okay, I got to really, really sharpen my skills. I have to become a better artist. I have to become, you know, better at what I'm trying to do and really, really like take off with this shit. And I think that that's what he's doing. And him being on the Donda album, that was just like, you know, that's like the cosign, like you belong in these rooms.
Fuck the cosign. It's, I mean, maybe outside of Jay Electronica, was there a better verse on that album and the amount of artists that was on it that are currently popping? Favio to me was the moment on that album. That was the one that I was like, oh shit. That was the one time in that album. I like Donna, don't get it twisted, mm-hmm. but that one made my ears go up. Like, oh shit, what is this?
So yeah, no, Favio's verse, he definitely surprised me on that album for sure. Sire dropped his album.
Yep.
And I'm not gonna lie, The Shadow and the Shade, this Sire project, I like Sire R&B. Mm-hmm. I think obviously rap is his first love, but he's an artist, so he can make R&B records. This Shadow in the Shade, this Shadow in the Shade project is one of my favorite projects so far this year. And I know we only in March, but this project is really, really dope. A lot of feature, the Verbatim track with him, T.I. and Saha is fucking crazy. The joint with him and Kiss. He got so many, it's because there's 21 tracks on here, but he's fucking rapping, the hooks, the music. This is a really, really good project. If you haven't heard Sire the Kid, The Shadow in the Shade, stream that. Really, really dope project. Yeah, man. I enjoyed this. I was listening to this all week, and this is really a really, really good project.
I wasn't on my music shit this weekend because I had other shit, but what else came out besides
nothing,
that?
Nothing really came out.
Yeah, I didn't see
I haven't had a chance to listen to ESGN 42 Doug yet.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that yet.
Yeah,
but I know we had a flight, got this long flight, so I'm going to catch up on some music on the flight. I like to listen to music when I'm traveling. Like when I really have nothing else to think about and I'm just like, you know, just traveling. I like to listen to a lot of music then. This Lucky Day album, Candy Drip, it sounds better every day to me. I don't know about you.
This shit is incredible.
Yeah, this album is, he really did his thing on this project. He really, really did his thing on this project. Yeah, it wasn't too much music, though.
Nicki and Coi Leray.
Yeah, I do not have to talk about that song.
Why not? We can't be bad bitches?
What I'd rather you guys talk about is Nicki, which this was actually on the list. Nicki told Coi Leray, was like, you know, I got a lot of haters. I receive a lot of hate. And Coi does receive a lot of hate. You know, a lot of people that body shamed her. A lot of people that said she was a one-hit wonder. A lot of people. Like, she receives a lot of hate. I see the hate. And Nicki said, man, can you girls nowadays stop? You girls didn't receive hate the way that I received hate. Blase, blase, blah. And she was like, I wasn't taken away from her experience. I was just giving tough love. But you can't tell somebody what they deem as hate. These young girls receive hate these days too.
100%. And kind of to Maul's point of now, especially just opening your phone.
Yeah. Social media is what is not. When Nicki first came out, social media wasn't like a thing like that. It was a thing, but not like it is now.
But you can still receive hate from other ways at that time. But I want to say I like the record.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Push it.
And I kind of want to.
No. No, she didn't. I know he about to say no.
No, you don't know what I'm about to say.
What, Coi performed better than Nicki on the record?
I was going to say something completely opposite.
Okay.
I was going to say, where does Nicki rank in rap history with feature verses? Because I have her extremely high.
I mean,
she up there with J. Cole.
Bro, listen, man, we don't have to sit here and talk.
All right, this is going to sound nuts.
Nah.
Don't even say Cole's name in feature verses with Nicki Minaj. Right, I know he went crazy last 2 years ago.
Nicki does have a crazy
you
track
talking about
features,
Cole just did that year and he killed every single one of those. Don't get it twisted. That A Lot song is probably one of the better songs, period, in life. But
in life, I love that song.
And 21 Savage killed that shit too. But Nicki's track record with features, J. Cole can't be in that sentence.
And J. Cole has a nice feature track list, but
okay, what I'll say is Nicki has washed some bigger artists than J. Cole have, like on some records.
Nicki has washed the greatest.
Yeah. all in one song.
Yeah, like yeah. That, we know that.
But I'm not even really saying referring to the monster shit, because we already know what that is. That's that. But I could go down to like the Hello Good Morning shit. You watching Puff
up in
and
a little
Ross?
Bit self-centered,
you,
but that I could have king.
I'll go down to and
what?
Let's go to R&B. Washing Trey songs on his own shit. Like Nicki's feature shit.
No,
she might be top three feature.
Wow. Bottoms up. Good times.
Nicki wash it. Anytime Nicki get on a record, she made us listen to a 6ix9ine record and bop our heads after he snitched.
I love that song.
No, Nicki.
Nicki
she's,
washes
she's,
every
she's,
time
she
gets on a record.
Motorsport. Olympia, Missy.
I don't remember the verse.
Yeah, I'd have to rap him. You know how to rap.
Yo, what?
We've seen your work clearly.
We've seen your work is really
yeah, we've
fucking
seen your
funny.
Work. Yeah, but Nicki is she's one of the goats, man. We know that
Nicki's motorsport.
She's one of the goats.
I'm just saying, when you get down, this weekend I had to run my brain on just features. I was going to put Wayne number one when it came to features, but I was trying to find, I'm putting Nicki at three. I'm trying to find that second slot. And I feel like I'm being a hater at that point.
The second slot would have to, it's funny because you could either.
And all you hip hop historians are going to fucking hate me for saying that, but I could back it up.
I mean,
because again, features wasn't even
Wayne is
shit.
One, and you got Nicki three. Drake or 3000 too?
Three Stacks is where I was kind of leaning to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Drake be watching people on his features.
Sometimes. Yeah, actually. What? Crazy?
Okay, name a few.
Stay Scheming.
Okay.
Drake has never got his ass whooped on the track, now that I think about it. Like beat? His ass beat on the track?
Not beat, but he's lost. If we were ranking, he's definitely lost.
Matter of fact, take out Three Stacks. Young Money might be the greatest featured trio of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
Like they might take those
Drake.
Three. Yeah, I guess we got to put Andre there, but he just does it every fucking 7 years.
He doesn't do
seven
it at the
years.
Clip exactly that yeah. The other artists do. So
Wayne
that's
did
why
it for 3 years straight. He
yeah,
was
no,
on everybody's.
Listen, man, we talk about this and we repeat ourselves a lot, but Young Money, what Wayne did with Drake and Nicki is probably some of the realest shit ever. The fact that he completely removed himself out of their way and let them become who they are. In this industry, that does not happen.
Bees in the Trap? Nicki washes everybody anytime she gets on a feature. I'm just running through the Nicki shit in my head right now.
No, I know.
Well, that's Bees in the Trap is Nicki's song.
I thought it was 2 Chainz' song, no?
No. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying.
Oh, I don't know why I thought the 2 Chainz' grabbed her for that.
No.
Well, she washed them either way.
It still stands?
What's you guys'
and,
favorite
no, it's hard
Nicki?
To wash 2 Chainz'.
What's you guys' favorite Nicki verse?
The monster verse.
Yeah, I mean, that's the default. Okay. All right. Back to...
Hello, Good Morning might be mine.
Back to fucking me loving female rap that's not for me, but it just makes women so excited that I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Her on the Soulja Boy donk beat, the freestyle is like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
shit is the, one of the greatest.
Yeah,
that's one of the greatest verses from my high school college that's, era yeah. ever. If yeah. you throw on the donk beat and don't put on Nicki's verse,
you can't. I can't remember the last time I heard the regular donk beat.
I want Nicki to lock in with one producer for a project.
Which producer would you pick?
She told us that when we sat with her.
Yeah, but I want it to happen. Yeah, I want it to happen. I think that's what Nicki is missing from her catalog. She needs one project with one producer, like a score. Like make it a whole, like a movie. Mm-hmm.
I just want, and I'm not saying she's not doing this, because I don't want her to say, stick another broom, stick up my asshole. I just want Nicki to do what makes her happy. And fulfilled and not care about what everyone continues to say. Because she's now, I understand you have to get to Nicki's level, you have to care what people say. But she's at that level now. She's an icon. Do what the fuck you want to do. Stop listening to people.
Yeah, like, I mean, just
do that shit.
That's hard. That's easier said than done.
I got feelings too. I understand. And of course, it's not even close to the level that Nicki gets it, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's easier said than done. But a lot of the times you start to read things and see things that people are saying about you that are absolutely not truth. And you can't just sit back and just watch that narrative take off.
It's the most frustrating thing, I think, on planet Earth.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, I understand why she responds a lot of the times. But nonetheless, she doesn't slack in her music.
No, and I fuck with that record.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Corey Lorraine joint?
Yeah.
Push it.
Yeah, that shit hard.
Quick question. Speaking of narratives, out of all the narratives you guys have heard about yourself, which one do you think is the most ridiculous?
That I was gay?
My mom started that one.
That I was gay?
Remember?
Your mom started the neck. That is fucking hilarious.
That's a fact, though.
No, I'm not gay.
I know that. No, well, I don't know. I've never been.
You said that's a fact. Yeah,
I'm saying. Yo, I fucking hate you.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything.
No, what did she say? What you said, Damaris?
Damaris and I both going through it separately, and we both been drinking tequila. So,
Damaris, what did you say?
That's why I let that one slide.
I want to know what she said.
She said,
Nothing. It's not important.
You didn't let me beat when I tried.
Push it. Blake, just go. What near? Okay, you being gay. Rory's mom started it. How did your mom start that?
My mom. This has nothing to do with Maul. Just my mom and her way of thinking, because she would listen to the podcast years ago, and Maul would constantly talk about not being in a relationship, and my mom was like, "Oh, do you think he's gay?" I was like, "No, mom."
Look how crazy. Look, the fact that a nigga's not in a relationship means that he might be gay.
My mother is an old Irish lady.
I'm just saying, like, but just think about that for a second. Like, you know, now it's weird. Like, now you're being sneaky if you're private. Like, that's because everybody wants to know everything about everybody. So now when you don't, like, disclose a lot of information, people are like, oh, you sneaky.
But my mom don't understand that. Like, she isn't listening
I'm not talking about your mom. I'm just saying in general, like, in this day and age, if people prefer to be private about, like, who they're dating or who they're married to or this, that, and the third, they look at them like, oh, you being sneaky. Like, no. Like, I didn't know who the fuck Michael Jordan was dating when I was a kid. I didn't know who Biggie was dating until he told us he was dating Faith. Like, I didn't know. You just didn't know. Like, you didn't know who the fuck people were, like, you didn't know. Like, now you feel like you have to know or niggas being sneaky or somebody, he's gay. Like, what?
You know what's funny about the internet? And I'm guilty of this too. We say that when people don't reveal their entire selves, that they're being sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do reveal their entire selves,
we don't believe them.
We're like, no, we go, why would you do that? It's the internet.
Exactly.
Dumbass. I would never do that. It's like, wait, hold on.
Exactly. It's just, you can't win. So that's why. But yes, to answer your question, Damaris, the most ridiculous narrative I've heard, and it's, again, there's nothing wrong with obviously being gay, but that I was gay. I just was like,
Rory,
because I don't have a girlfriend, I'm gay. I just didn't understand it.
Where do you want to start?
The most ridiculous one. You have quite a few, but I'm giving you a anything up.
I've seen them say you were like a colorist.
I'm a colorist?
Yeah, that you only like black women.
Yeah, but I've said that.
But yeah, but like, they're calling you like a colorist. I don't know if you read in the streets.
How is he a colorist if he only likes black women? Did black women come in mad different colors?
Well, first of all, I didn't say I only love black women. I just love black women. What I love.
I'm just telling you what the tweets are saying, bro.
Love Spanish women. I love white women.
Me too. I said the same thing, and they still said, no, you like dick. And I'm like, no. I'm telling y'all
you could
exactly,
be bisexual.
I'm telling y'all exactly who I like and what I like.
Yo,
I like women.
Screaming.
And I like all types of women. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? You could tell people exactly, and they're like, nah, nigga, you gay. Like, all right, what?
Well, we get it. You're not gay. You got gay. Rory.
Nah, because this is going to get serious. And there's one that I have been like, that's really been bothering me.
So clean it up. Here we are.
But it has
to
do with the old pod, and I don't want to go down that because they make us bitter on that shit.
Your truth is your truth.
No, it ain't. No, no, it's the truth.
Yeah, like, and that's, yeah, we said that before. Like, stop saying your truth. No, it's the truth. It's only one truth.
Let's end here to table this conversation off Damaris' question. The theory of my engagement has always bothered me a lot because it was very false of what everyone said it was and that entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
You ran into Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Ran into Andrew. Shout out to Andrew. Had a good conversation.
And I don't have anything really against Andrew. I just,
No,
I
man.
I didn't feel like, because he has asked, he's DM'd me, he's asked me to come on the show. And, you know, I feel like we had a cool associationship. I would never call it a friendship, and I don't think he ever would either.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, when like we were first starting the old podcast and his, we had talked about even doing like live shows together, like early podcast days. Mm-hmm. So I thought we was always on that type of page. And then when he did that shit, I didn't feel no way like I got to see you. I just was like, oh, I can't fuck with you because you talking about, you going a little too far. Talk about me. Don't talk about somebody I love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I kind of drew that line. So every time he would hit me to do shit, I'm like, you really think you could ask me that? You got the audacity to think you could say all that shit and then do that?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't on some aggressive fighting shit.
No. That shit is.
I promise it's just all fun. But you ran into him and he said he wants us on there.
I ran into Andrew Schultz, him and his wife, downtown. I was doing a little shopping. And we talked, we chopped it up. I wasn't going crazy. We talked, we chopped it up for a second. And, you know, he was very, now that he's a married man, he, you know, as like men do, he admitted where he was wrong. And he said, I understand, you know, like how I was wrong, because now that I'm a married man, I know how I would feel if it was the opposite way. So he was very, you know, humble and apologetic, like, you know what I'm saying? But I told him it's not no beef. Like, it's
no, it never was. To be honest, you know what my biggest issue was? And I was telling Weezy this before.
Happy birthday, Weezy, too.
Yes.
Oh, Weezy's an Aries.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God. She's a woman.
Anywho.
Identifies as one.
Yes.
I don't know if she's a good swimmer, but
she looks like a good swimmer.
My issue honestly with him was never like, we was never friends. So when he said all that shit about personal life shit and going a little too far over the line about somebody I love,
mm-hmm.
yes, that bothered me, but it wasn't my friend or anything. Like, I didn't expect nothing from it. So I never really got mad because people are just gonna say whatever the fuck they're gonna say. That's just the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
It was the audacity that you would constantly hit me like it was okay to say all that and then DM me. Or ask Weezy, like, yo, like, wait, hold on. You think I would you think I would go and do that?
Mm-hmm.
He probably didn't even think that it was.
He did. And that's what Weezy was trying to explain to me. He's like,
well, that's what he
Andrew's
said.
So confused. Like, why are you mad at him? Like, I'm not mad at him. Just don't ask me to come on some shit.
That's exactly what he said. He said, you know, now that he's married, he totally understands why Rory felt some type of way about what he said. He said he totally gets it. He was wrong. And I told him, I was like, yeah, man, but definitely one day, like, we'll set it up and shit. Because I like Andrew. You know what I mean? I mean,
through that shit, I was always objective. I have always bigged Andrew up. I think he is actually a really, really great comedian during quarantine. I think he did that shit better than anybody. Even when I wasn't fucking with him, I said that on our old podcast. Like, mm-hmm. yo, Andrew killing this quarantine shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would sit with him, and that's what I was going to tell you. I would have to check with that person that I love if she was okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable. That's grown man shit. That's understandable.
I would sit with him, but I know what that did to her because of the amount of fucking people that
mm-hmm.
annoyed the shit out of her from that shit. Like, I would have to talk with her because I'm not doing that if she don't feel comfortable.
No, and that's respect. You got to respect that. But
shout out to her because I couldn't imagine all of those people in my mentions from comedians saying my name and shit like that. Shout out to her.
Yeah,
I would have lost my fucking mind.
Listen, she did.
If it's one thing,
rightfully so.
People, you know, sometimes you say shit in the moment and, you know, and then once time has passed, you're like, damn, like, shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have did that. You know what I mean? That's part of, you know, life. But overall, you know, just like I said, in talking to him in that brief moment, I could tell that he genuinely was like, bro, I was wrong. Like, I'm married now and I know I would fucking flip if it was the opposite way. So, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, you recognize where you was wrong.
Which I can appreciate. Respect that.
Yeah, and it's no malice, it's no, you know, real negative energy there. So yeah, we'll make it happen. We'll sit down with Schultz one day and do some funny shit. Cause he is I've been watching some of his shows and some of his clips.
He's a really good comedian.
Yeah, no, he's definitely doing his thing. Shout out to
Andrew Schultz. Used to get along very well. I really used to fuck with him. But
and shout out to Juan Epp.
Yeah.
And Rosenberg.
Yeah, fucking.
You know what I mean? Like, we definitely gotta sit down with them, man. We definitely got to do some shit with them.
It's really been timing because I told you before, how would you feel about when Pete had originally hit me about that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was into it because, I mean, Peter and I could talk for 4 fucking hours and Syph is hysterical mm-hmm. and a great personality. So, like, I think that makes sense to begin with.
Yeah.
And I want them to talk their shit. I want to force them to talk their shit.
Nah, I mean, you ain't got to force them to talk their shit. I think that's what they do.
Nah, like of this whole podcast thing to begin with.
Oh, that type of shit.
Yeah, okay. I want to.
Oh,
okay.
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Pete will do it because I know Pete. He'll do it if he gets encouraged and feels like, all right, am I okay to talk my shit?
Yeah.
Sife is the nicest human being. He don't want no problem. Like, I don't know, man. I enjoyed podcasting. I know I started
it. Keep it real neutral, yeah.
Like, I know I started it, but I don't really care.
I
just want to go to the Comedy Cellar and tell my jokes.
Yeah.
I want Sife to talk his shit too, man.
I think that'll be an interesting conversation. We definitely got to do that soon. Sit down and talk with him.
And I feel like Sife should be on the list of one of the greatest cameramen of all time. He filmed the Grammy Family Freestyle.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. That's Sife's footage. Cameras wasn't even like a thing.
Because it was in the studio, yeah.
But okay. I don't know, we rambling. I'm going to miss my flight. It's definitely happening.
I don't want to miss it.
100% either. Missing my flight.
Well, look, man, we'll be in LA this week.
If you're hearing this.
I look stressed out?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
You get temples and shit?
No, I'm not stressed. I'm getting better. I'm not getting old.
All right. Y'all can call it
that. But we'll be in LA this week. Shout out to the crew and the staff. And well, no, Damaris, you're the only one going with us this week, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad. So Damaris will be there. Catch us taking Damaris out. We definitely filming that, taking Damaris out for her birthday.
Yeah, that's 100%. Gonna be probably in the Patreon.
I gotta take a nap before we go out with Damaris. Because I already know what this
Well, we record that day too. So
that's why I just said I gotta take a nap before we go out, because I already know what this night is gonna look like.
Then we're going to Saddle Ranch right after.
I'm not going to Saddle
Ranch. Corey want that fucking chicken with corn so bad.
You asked to ride the bull at 11 a.m. last time we went to LA.
This is why I just said I got to take a nap.
But this is my friend, right? This is supposed to keep my secrets, right?
You
was trying to clown me for going to Saddle Ranch. You was inquiring.
I like bull riding. I'm good at bull riding. That's another story. This, you guys have learned enough about me today.
If you're hearing this, we're in LA and we already won the Ambi. So thank you to the Ambi.
And if not, we still
to the Ambi family.
If we know, we still rushing the stage. Fuck out of here. What y'all going
to do? Yo, thank you to the Ambi family. You know what I mean? You had to come all the way to LA, pick that water up and bring it back.
I'm going to get up there inspired by Basquiat.
I was inspired by Ralph. Like Ralph Lauren, you know?
I got to do a podcast. Yo.
Have a good day, guys.
Yo, listen, man. Y'all be safe. We'll talk to y'all soon. I'm that nigga. He's that ginger. Y'all be safe. We out. Peace.
Happy Aries season. No worry now.